Running isn't a sport, they all told me, but my mom never believed them. I had been a cross-country runner since fifth grade, when all the other girls in my class switched from playing soccer, my favorite sport at the time, to volleyball. Hitting a ball with my twig arms a million times in a row made my blood vessels pop and didn't sound like much fun to me. So, on a whim, I joined the St. Rita Falcons tiny cross-country team. I ran on trails through the woods. I ran up and down hills. I ran a mile and a half at meets, where every runner got a ribbon just for crossing the finish line. I ran one meet with a cast on my left arm, not about to let a chunky piece of plaster bar me from the sport I had fallen in love with. Oh, but it wasn't a sport, according to pretty much anyone else I talked to. I looked up running on Wikipedia to prove these people wrong. I referenced the fact that running was the warm-up or even the punishment of several real sports. I challenged the haters to try it themselves. I did this all the way through high school, where the 1.5 mile meets turned into 2 miles and then 5Ks. I kept participating in this sport that wasn't a sport. My mom didn't agree with that, though. Of course, she was at every one of my meets, marveling at the physical feats we all put ourselves through. She could never do it, she said. But life has crazy, sometimes unfortunate, ways of proving us wrong, of putting things in perspective. One October, I did one of those 5Ks after my little brother had a grand mal seizure. I didn't think. I didn't feel. I only ran, the fastest I had ever gone. 4 Octobers later, my brother had another seizure. It would be his last one. My mom stopped saying, "I can't." She looked up Couch to 5K articles online. She ran a little, walked a little, ran a little, walked a little, ran. Ran a lot. She woke up early to avoid running in the summer's heat. She bought chains for her shoes to keep on running in the winter's snow. I don't run on a team anymore. I'm not good enough. But when I'm home, now I run with my mom. We run by the neighborhood pool, and she jogs over to the bench that's there now. She glides her fingers over the engraved letters, in loving memory of Tommy Dankelson. She looks to the sky. She can keep running, and she can keep going. A sport? Maybe not. But important? I know for sure that running is.